She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
We are all running so many different directions, and we're tweeting and Facebooking and, you know, doing things on our smartphones. I actually finally got one after resisting for a very long time. But sometimes I feel more disconnected, and I think it's so important to slow down and get back in touch with your friends and family. Andrea, how about you? How do you feel about the way our society is right now?
Oh, we're super busy. We're always on the go. And I think, you know, taking that time to really just get some downtime is super important, especially when it comes to meditating. And that's why I'm so excited for our next guest, because I want to learn how to do it properly.
Well, we've got the wonderful Renee Trudeau. She's author of Nurturing the Soul of Your Family. And I've spoken with her before, and she's absolutely lovely. Hello, Renee.
Hello, Lisa and Andrea. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you on, Andrea. I love your writing style. I love the advice that you share. When did you first find in your life that you needed to slow down and get back in touch with what's really important?
I had a major course correct. Well, there were several, but definitely after becoming a mom. Really saw that I needed to do things different in my typical kind of type A, go, 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 high energy way of living. Just wasn't serving me anymore. And I was really looking at for a more integrative, balanced, kind of inside-out way of being.
That's amazing, Renee. So what would you, you know, recommend to someone like myself? I am a, you know, type A personality, B blood type, so it's a little bit harder for me to kind of, you know, come down. And, you know, one thing, you know, learning how to kind of take the time to just, you know, meditate, relax, keeping that quiet in my life. I have three kids. It's very busy.
Yeah,
working full time. You know, I would love, what are some tips, some advice on how to, you know, carve out that time for myself?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is, so, you know, the book, this new book is called Nurturing the Soul of Your Family. And my first book is The Mother's Guide to Self-Renewal. So I am passionate about self-care and self-renewal on a really deep level. And the best way for us to nurture the soul of our families is to start by nurturing our own soul. And how we do that is through self-care. And a lot of us can think, oh my gosh, am I going to have to add something to my to-do list or spend money or squeeze something else into my schedule? That's really not what I'm advocating. I'm really advocating that we start by slowing down and we start by pausing and just reconnecting with what are my needs and desires right now at this life stage? What is most important to me at this life stage? So it's very much a moment-to-moment process, and it might look like saying no. It might look like asking for help or receiving support. It might look like being more cognizant of our energy, not just our time, how we manage our energy.
So how much time in a day would you say would be the right time to take to do that? Like, you know, I know that you're probably thinking, well, it's just in general, you know, take the time, slow down in general. But what about for those who want to start with baby steps? Like, what would you recommend would be a good way to get started?
I can advocate several things. So first of all, I would say looking at how you're entering the day is so powerful. We know one of my favorite teachers is Marianne Williamson, a spiritual author, and she says that in as little as 5 minutes, we can radically impact the quality and the course of our day by just starting our day intentionally. So whether that's with meditation or prayer or setting an intention or gratitude practice, and it can even be sitting in the car before you walk into work or after you drop your kids off at school. So starting our day intentionally, giving ourselves permission to rest. I've gotten really, really into rest. I'm almost 48 now, and I'm really just kind of relaxed into letting my body tell me when it needs rest and then responding to that. Even when I'm at my busiest, I run two companies and we're global, but I will stop in the middle of the afternoon sometimes and take a 20-minute rest, and my body just
That's
loves
awesome.
That. Yeah. And then I would
you
say
know,
the
you
last
have so
thing,
many great suggestions in the book. And Renee, I love unleashing the healing power of nature. I'm blessed to live in a very woodsy area, and I try to go every day, and it makes such a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, and there's so much science behind it. You know, more and more we're hearing, you know, being in nature is the ultimate antidepressant. So I would say, find today, get your shoes off, get outside, just feel the grass wherever you are, feel the earth, and take a little bit of time to be outside. I know that our serotonin levels go up. We release oxytocin. It's wonderful with our kids. When my 11-year-old Jonah is in disequilibrium, we go down on the green belt, and we just hang out down there in the streams, and we slow way down. And, you know, I'm saying this from someone who is, you know, a person that likes to do a lot of things and likes to live life in a big way. And I guess my biggest message would be for those that have that personality type is slowing down actually helps us be more wise and more effective and more creative and more brilliant. So there are huge payoffs from taking time to slow down and attune to our needs and desires and to create more internal harmony as well as external harmony. And the book really goes into how to do that. Yeah.
No, which is really great, you know, and it's, you know, and I even love listening to you speak because you speak very calmly, very slowly, and it has an effect even on those around us. Like even myself, I feel very calm and, you know, definitely more grounded. So it rubs off on other people. And to your point about nature, I love when I'm, you know, at a cottage and I'm sitting at a lake and I'm watching, you know, the scenery. There is nothing like it that calms me. So it really is, you know, environmental medicine.
It is. It is. And I just blogged this morning about are you having the summer you desire and really challenging people to get clear on what kind of summer do they want. I mean, for many of us growing up, nature is a big part of really enjoying summer. I mean, the fireflies and the lakes and the rivers and slowing down and berries and all those wonderful things that we love. And so this is a great time. We just had the summer solstice to pause and really intentionally enter the next couple of months. What is it that you most want to experience? And what's going to nourish you and nourish your family?
Yeah, Renee, it's funny because I always say I want to have a 1970s summer, run through the sprinklers, go swimming, you know, just ride your bike up and down the street, hang out. We're very lucky there's a pond close by where you can go to the pond every day. I just want to unplug and just relax and have fun and do like old-fashioned things, you know, that make you and your whole family feel good. And I think it's so important for our kids, too.
It is, and sometimes we may need to get radical to claim that. My favorite chapter in the book is Breaking Free and Making Hard Choices, Chapter 9, where we really take you through kind of your life in a very compassionate and curious way, kind of looking at what's working and what's not working. So I really encourage people to, you know, have the willingness to look at these and ask them hard questions so that they can just experience more peace and more connection to their true nature as they move through their day.
You know, what's interesting to me, Renee, is that when I take the time, because I say that because I try to fit it into my day as much as I can. When I do yoga, I love yoga. And I find that when I am in my element and I'm doing my yoga, that's when my ideas flow. That's when I get the best creative ideas. That's when things come to me and that I think about when I don't think about when I'm on the move and I'm busy and, you know, there's so many distractions around.
So true. So true. Yeah. Our brains love to be relaxed. Our brains love to be playful. That's when we get the best ideas. That's when we have the insights. That's when we get the 30,000-foot perspective, you know, where you can see, oh, none of this stuff really matters. What really matters is X, Y, Z, and we get those moments of clarity.
How do we introduce it to children? Because, I mean, children intuitively, you know, they're so much wiser than we are. We kind of, along the way, we kind of forget a lot of what we knew when we were kids. But how do we introduce it to children, you know, some form of, you know, quieting, making quiet? And we're a little bit out of time, so if you can answer it really quickly, you know, what would be a good way to introduce children to it?
As simple as having them put their hand over their heart and just ask, what do I most need right now? What does my body most need right now? What do I most need? Can be very powerful. And of course, modeling that is the most powerful thing.
Yeah, and I think that was probably a really good thing to do before bedtime too, like to establish a routine for them and get them quiet just before they're supposed to go to bed. So, all right. Well, thanks so much, Renee. We loved having you on the show. And until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.